Imagine constructing a building in the same way you might build one with Legos. Well, that's the idea behind modular construction. Individual modules are produced in the factory and then assembled on the site where the building is going up. And by installing, for example, movable partition walls, how a building is used can evolve over time, adapting to the changing needs of the occupants.
More concretely, what does the term modular construction actually mean?
And how is this concept driving change in the construction industry? I'm James.
And I'm Amy. Together, let's decode the ideas that are shaping the future of sustainable construction.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain. Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future. A modular building is designed to change a space with how it is reused or repurposed during its lifetime. This can be prompted by social and economic factors or the needs of its occupants. For example, an office block converted into apartments or an events venue.
Yeah, it also offers benefits in terms of saving natural resources. If a building is easy to adapt and modify, it will be in service for longer. In addition, reusing an existing building has a cost benefit. It's far cheaper to reorganize a building's interior spaces than demolish one building and construct a new one. Not to mention that a longer lifespan improves a building's environmental performance throughout its lifetime.
Yeah, totally. Another benefit of prefabricating buildings in a factory is improved building conditions on site. It mitigates safety risks, it saves time, and there is less noise pollution. It's also an answer to the problem of labor shortages in the construction industry because fewer people are needed on site. Plus, factories offer a safer and more comfortable indoor environment with no weather constraints. It's a win-win solution, as far as the site build goes anyway.
Yeah, and once a building is up, it can continue to evolve. That's another advantage. Once construction is completed, different strategies can be adopted to organize the space. Minor changes can be made to the arrangement of the interior space, or some parts of the building can be repurposed for entirely new uses. Constructing with modules means components can be mass-produced, which reduces costs by harnessing the efficiency of technological processes. This is commonplace in North America and Japan, where they've been building housing using prefabricated modules for years.
Yeah, and you might think it's a concept confined to residential buildings, but far from it. Indeed, the architect's studio Haptic and the Danish engineers at Ramboll have developed the Regenerative High Rise, a modular timber tower that could be used to transform tricky sites in any city in the world, a replica model that can be used for major developments. And then, as we said before, let's not forget the internal modular structure of buildings. Here, we're not really talking about prefabricated models, but rather movable partitions or walls. These can be installed in a pre-existing building that has a more traditional, so not modular, envelope.
Yeah, the upshot is that we can adapt housing to how we live. It's a practical solution, for example, for growing families. A bedroom can be extended, added, or removed altogether. We can also join up rooms, add a home office, and so forth. Anything, well, almost anything is possible.
Is the legal framework evolving too?
Yeah, now that you mention it, it is starting to. Regulations pertaining to modular building and adaptability are beginning to appear in certain legal texts, in particular those relating to new builds. Like in France, for example, legislation was introduced in 2018 to encourage the easy redistribution of space in new builds. At the European level, it's becoming a source of discussion as modularity and adaptability are becoming criteria for the circularity of buildings.
About time, too.
Yeah, absolutely, because today we're seeing a lot of unoccupied buildings because they cannot be easily reused or repurposed to changing needs. I mean, we have a housing shortage despite the high number of vacant buildings.
Modular construction is therefore crucial for avoiding wasting resources and land, but also for promoting the faster and safer construction of buildings that can be adapted to different uses further down the line.
The main challenge the industry is facing? Applying the principles of modular construction and interior layout to buildings already standing.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain.
Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future.